This is Hunter Drohoyoska Philip interviewing Dorothy Goldeen at the artist's home in Santa Monica.
Taylor's home.
You know what? It says artist's home. This is Dorothy Goldeen. Hunter Drohoyoska Philip interviewing Dorothy Goldeen in Santa Monica on August 18th, 2014, for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, card number 1. So, Dorothy, I need you to say a few words about you and your life to get a level here. When and where were you born?
I was born in San Francisco, California.
Mm-hmm. What year? Tell me your birth date.
I'm going to put 1948.
And what was your actual birth date? Your actual birth date.
My actual birthday was November 1948. Do I need to say more about that?
You know, don't want to put down your day?
Not
your
really.
This is your biography. This is your chance to be of to have your true self known.
November 12th, 1948.
Are you nervous about having people know your actual birthday?
To some degree. Not because of my age, but just because of issues of, you know, just, I'm in a big security moment.
Oh, okay. Well, you're born in San Francisco. What part of San Francisco?
Mount Zion Hospital.
I know, but what neighborhood were you raised in, born and raised in?
Well, we moved around. Mm-hmm. So at one point when I was younger, we lived in Forest Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Then we lived down the peninsula for a while in San Mateo. We came back. We lived in the avenues on Clement Street. So.
And why were you moving? What did your parents do?
You know, they were in manufacturing. So I don't know why we were moving. We were just moving at different times, trying out different things, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And how many siblings, or did you have siblings?
Yes, I have 2 brothers and 1 sister.
And how were you raised? What was it like being raised by your parents?
You know, may I just say this off the record,
mm-hmm.
or on the record,
mm-hmm.
or whatever? Is that relevant to my career activity?
Well, I think so. I mean, mostly how we're raised is.
It was not a family. The important thing I could say about the way I was raised in relation to my career, without getting into, you know, a deep psychological look at my background, is the fact that my parents were both in business.
Mm-hmm.
Business was seen as a creative endeavor. It was not a household that was involved with art in any particular way, in the way that we know it in terms of painting or sculpture or that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother was a dress designer, so I think there was a... an aesthetic sense or some sort of, you know, sense about things.
Mm-hmm.
And at our family dinner table, we talked about business. Other people might have been talking about sports or daily events or I don't know what, but there was a sense that there was just this energy around that. And
mm-hmm.
what's interesting is that even though I've said that it wasn't a collecting family, both my older brother and my younger sister are also involved with aesthetic things. My brother collected early everything, Tiffany lamps and stamps and so on, and later collected California art, painting and so on. And my sister got involved with American Indian material and is a dealer in that area.
Mm.
So it's kind of interesting, you know, in terms of the fact that we weren't really a family coming out of that, but somehow that message got communicated. And yeah, so that's what I think was particularly interesting about that.
Well, and she was probably, and they were, if your mother was a dress designer, she must have been in some way creative.
Well, that's what I'm saying, except for the fact that the bottom line was about the fact that it was a business.
Mm-hmm.
And so for myself, even though I've been involved with art my entire career, I was always interested in business, and it's why the whole, even though I studied art and made art, the idea of being in the business of art totally worked for me from the very beginning.
And that's a positive thing.
It was very positive, yeah. And it was rare because...